A new preliminary estimate of GDP growth in the second quarter released by the Czech Statistics Office shows that the Czech Republic remains in recession. According to the numbers, the Czech economy shrank by 1.2% year-on-year and 0.2% against the previous quarter. This is the Czech Republic's third straight quarterly GDP decline, with analysts expecting the country's economy to contract by a full percent over 2012. The Czech government anticipates recovery to begin in late 2012 and early 2013, but with more and more European countries such as Hungary, Bulgaria and Romania experiencing stagnation, fears are growing of a prolonged period of economic woes.
And staying on the subject of the Czech economy, the recession is also leading to a decline in tax receipts for the government, leading to a major crunch in department budgets for 2013. According to Czech daily Pravo, declines in manufacturing and construction, as well as ever-decreasing purchasing power from ordinary Czech families, has led to smaller-than-forecast tax receipts for the government. Its 2013 forecast is for 992.2 billion crowns in revenues and 1,092.2 billion crowns in spending, meaning a 1 billion crown deficit. This forecast factors in the controversial and as yet still not passed increases in VAT from 15 to 21%. The government is anticipating this will lead to higher revenues. Others, including the opposition, believe that higher VAT rates will conversely harm economic growth and further decline the government's receipts. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek is on record as wanting a no more than 100 billion crown budget deficit in 2013. Whether this promise can be kept or not will no doubt provide much fodder for politicians and economists in the coming months.
Meanwhile, the global NGO Social Watch has issued a report highly critical of the Czech government's economic policies. According to the organization, whose stated mission includes fighting for poverty eradication, the government is pursuing a neoliberal economic model, which is, it argues, is undermining social well-being, impoverishing the middle class and low-income groups, and increasing unemployment. The organization also singled out the country for corruption, tax avoidance, around 190 billion crowns annually, and lack of equal opportunities. Social Watch, which has existed since 1995, did not hold back in its harsh words for the Czech government handling of the economy, calling current measures incompetent and short-sighted, as well as warning that the country, with its heavy reliance on exports, was becoming increasingly reliant on the health of its neighbors.
A new study by the retail monitoring company Incoma GfK has found that the Czech Republic currently houses 282 hypermarkets, 645 supermarkets and 630 discount stores on its territory. Additionally, it found that hypermarkets were the most popular among Czechs, with 45% of households spending most of their money on groceries in this large type of store. Meanwhile, around a quarter spent their money in supermarkets, 18% in discount stores and only 13% in smaller grocery outlets. According to GfK, accessibility, choice and price all combine as factors in the choices made by Czech shoppers. Around 80% of respondents surveyed stated that the current poor state of the Czech economy was influencing their shopping habits, while a growth from 42% last year to 53% this year was evidence in respondents stating that locally grown Czech produce was a crucial factor in their shopping decisions.